I'd like to start the Ways and Means.
407.
Where's Chris?
He's always here, but he's not moving.
There's Hector.
You gotta call him.
Hector.
Chris and Ken.
Wow.
We got Estasu San and Casa, Si en Las Cocina, because that was the first two lines of Spanish.
Okay, I wonder, hey.
Estasu San and Casa.
Estasu San.
Estasu San, Susan in the house.
Oh, Estasu San, Suzette, Susan in the house, yes, she's in the kitchen. Oh my God, Estasu.
That's the first two sentences in Spanish, what?
Mr. Chair, if I may, as, did people already go and eat pasta? What happened? What are you doing?
Yes, I said.
All right, you told them to eat, all right.
20 to 4, I said, come eat. I told you before, we.
I was over at another meeting, Mr. Chair, I apologize.
What is more important, eating or going to another meeting?
You are always first.
Well, you could have your belly filled.
I will in a second, I think Carl eat first.
Well, why don't you get a dish while we're waiting for it? Get a dish while we're waiting for a couple other people.
You want that gone?
We do.
We do? Everybody sitting here is a member.
Well, not me.
We can start, but. Chris is here, and Ken's here, right? Chris and Ken are here.
Chris is here. I, you know, Hector, it's, trust me, I'm not liked by a lot of people, so it's. Oh, so the taxpayers.
Yeah, just change your name.
You're missing.
Matt, Beth, Ken, yeah.
Thanks for us.
All right, let's call the meeting to order at 4:10. We're going over the budget amendments that we reviewed last Monday. In saying that, amendment number one was controller, amendment to confidential secretary. Would be an increase of approximately, well, $84,891, that's for benefits. Someone knows.
I'll move this.
I'll second it.
Like we do normally?
You're gonna move it or deny it?
Or move for discussion?
Move for discussion, okay.
Move for discussion.
I'll second it.
Second for discussion.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
James?
I don't know what that is.
Just mumbling that under my breath.
All right.
Use the microphone, please.
No comments from anybody?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
It seems to me that most department heads have their own secretaries now.
It was explained last week by Elliot that it's not really a confidential secretary position, but it's a secretary for the staff. And I think it's only fair that everybody else has a secretary, why not the comptroller? Last year, we took $100,000 away from the comptroller and then added, I think, an additional 45. So he actually got 65 taken away last year. So now he wants 84 this year. I'm gonna vote yes for this amendment. I think the office staff should have a secretary.
What he said.
All right. Any other comments, Gracie?
Yeah, so last year, I voted to support keeping his positions. But this year, I'm actually gonna vote against this amendment. I don't feel like the comptroller presented a compelling argument for me. I will be open to the discussion in next year's budget cycle, but I would hope he would come with some more facts. It seemed, his presentation just seemed very loose to me. Well, we need another person, and they answered tons and tons of phone calls. But I would like a better sense of really what the impact to the office is without it. So I'm gonna be a no this year.
I'd like to say a couple of comments. First of all, last year, we actually, the county exec cut his budget over $200,000. We had the legislative body put back in over $100,000 to his budget. There again, he was aggrieved by that decision. He took it to court, and he went to court. Fortunately, Ulster County won in court. The thing that irritated me more about than anything else, anyone can be aggrieved, but he asked the taxpayers to pay for his legal defenses in that lawsuit, which really, you know, he's supposed to be a protector of the citizens and the taxpayers of Ulster County. I don't think he did do justice regarding that, looking at that. I mean, you can sue if that's what you felt like doing, but there again, I don't know why the taxpayers would have to pay his legal bills. In saying all that, Tracy, I have to agree with you regarding he gave a basis of comparable secretaries throughout Ulster County, what the range was, and that's how he arrived at a dollar when I asked him exactly what, you know, this person was going to do, and he said, well, there'll be answering phone, doing some copy work, doing some various other things, you know, within the department, which is fine, but I mean, for $80,000, that there are probably more economical ways to be doing things of that nature. So I'm totally against this amendment. Anyone else? All right, so we're going to go through each one, and if everybody's in favor of issuing this as a raise, put your hand up. Two. Who's against? One, two, three, four, five. Got it? Goes defeated. Sorry, Legislator Rodriguez has a confidential secretary, office of controller. You want to explain it since you're here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Considering what just happened on the first vote, I understand the position of the committee. This was to give an alternative, and in addition, on behalf of the caucus, I brought forward this particular amendment. If someone wants to move it and vote on it, that's fine. But I think it's pretty much the same as what the controller had brought up previously.
Anyone like to move it?
It's actually less. It's less.
It's less money. It's
less money.
Less money, more hours.
I'll move it.
I'll second it. For as
all right. We've already discussed it. Any more discussion? If not, if you agree with it, put your hand up. Two. Against? Five. Amendment number three, Commissioner Burke, regarding Ulster County Staff Association, settlement of a contract.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? We discussed it last week. No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. Amendment number four. This is Legislator Hefner's and Dave Donaldson's regarding the Arts Mid-Hudson. I spoke to Mr. Hefner today. I spoke to Dave today. He would have no problem with a net change of $6,000.
Such
what
a
was
deal.
The original request?
75.
No,
72.
So that's what's before us now.
$6,000, yes.
I'll move
it. Someone move it. Second.
Moved by who?
Moved by James. Second by Tracy. Right? Or Chris, I'm sorry. Tracy?
I'm going to support this amendment, but I do want to say that I'm happy to see that percentage wise, more of their money goes to Ulster County organizations on balance than to overhead. But when you look at the organization as a whole, just more than 50% of all the revenues raised go to overhead, which to me is not a very positive number. I'd like to, over time, hope that we can see a change happen in that regard. But again, I'm happy to see that as far as Ulster County's contribution, it's a different breakout. It's going to 75% that goes to the organizations against overhead. So I'm going to support it.
All right. Ken?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just to be, working with everybody, I'll support this today. I think that it's good that the amount came down. But again, when you look through you know, the history of this, you know, $11,000 increase, $7,000 increase, what's that, a, you know, $6,500 increase. I mean, we've been giving this organization pretty substantial increases, you know, with rather large frequency, and that's a concern to me, because I know that everyone says that $7,500 isn't going to, you know, I feel like this was said last time, $7,500 isn't going to make or break a $330 million budget, but, you know, since 2013, we've increased this appropriation $32,000. Mm-hmm. So, I think that this is something that we need to start thinking of, you know, cumulative increases and what they do to the county budget overall.
And I think we all agree that, yeah, you know, all these agencies are very good at what they do. I mean, and I think we can sit here and say, justify each increase. Even the other agencies, they're not asking for increases because they tell you valuable part of our, you know, county in different ways.
Absolutely, and I think that, you know, we could probably all find 10 organizations, you know, from our areas that do great work but don't get any county funding, right. So.
Any other discussion? And the only thing is on this resolution, it's coming out of contingency. I would like to put it back coming out of safety net.
Why?
I'd like to keep contingency intact where it is. We feel we have enough money in safety net to handle that extra $6,000.
That came from the, Mr. Chairman, would be the next amendment in terms of the numbers. I think you have it.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. But.
Excuse me?
The next amendment that Legislator Donaldson's.
There's two different ones, Mr. Chair.
It's the same amendment.
Right.
One's out of safety net, one's out of contingency.
Right.
So I suggest to the committee, if you want to take, just use Legislator Donaldson's amendment in terms of that.
Legislative world.
What's the benefit of taking it out of safety net?
I mean, I'm.
Well, that's where it originally came out of safety net, because we had extra account or.
Consultants
actually said we had some excess money there. It doesn't matter one way or the other.
I'm gonna say, I mean, like, you're tangibly
comfortable keeping it out of contingency, and if we end up where we're three quarters through and we see that safety net's going to be fine and our contingency fund is depleted, that would make that move. Then it just makes me much more comfortable.
Well, we don't move it from safety net to contingency.
We could.
Yeah, we could.
If we
could.
Yeah, we
could.
Pay
some other bill. Yeah,
well, that's what
fund balance.
It's $6,000.
All right, everyone needs to move. I mean, it's a very minor point here.
Yeah.
So let's keep it in. Let's keep it in contingency. Keep everybody happy.
So we'll stay with Hedinger's bill.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Carl.
Yeah, I just want to counter Chairman Mark's opinion that. You know, we, I don't know, what is this, like rate creep? You know, we keep, every year, we keep giving these organizations more money. But they already are in the budget, okay? And they were in the budget because the legislator brought forth an amendment to begin with to fund them. So I don't think it's the county executive's job or position to increase the funding, but he probably looks at the legislature for that, and that's why we're here. So maybe one year, New Hudson Orange is going to get a $6,000 increase and. The next year they're not, but they're still a budget line like most of these agencies are, and they had to have started out being brought forth by a legislator, not the county executive.
Not necessarily, but
five of the last 6 years, Arsman Hudson has received a increase in their funding, Legislator Belfilio, and again, I don't necessarily agree that we're just here to increase, you know, to increase appropriations. I think that we're here to manage the county finances, you know, at budget time, set a county budget that we think is in the best interest of the people of Ulster County, reflects our priorities.
All right, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Yes. Next one is Legislative World and Donaldson's. Actually, we already discussed it, so we really don't have to take it, correct?
Do you want to take action on it?
No, just rule out of order.
Well, it's already done. And I spoke to Dave, too, and he agrees to it. Is that fine with everybody?
Fine.
Yep. All right.
Fine the way it is.
Next is regarding CASA. This was originally $39.50, correct? What was the original number?
It's the second page. So $39.50.
Gary, $39.50. Talked to Dave today to increase it from $2,950. I'm going to make a motion. He agrees to that.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next is the Library Association.
Move it.
Second, this was discussed with Dave, net change of $5,000. Move second.
I'll move it.
Go on.
We're back to the safety net thing. Can I just ask Bert, I don't know why I feel uncomfortable about taking out a safety net instead of contingency, or I just feel like it gives me pause. Is there any...
Bartels, I can't tell you where safety net's going to go next year. The consultants did say we over budgeted by $250,000. Yes, the trend, I think I mentioned this last time, have we hit rock bottom in terms of our safety net number? I don't know. My concern is with the feds, and if they, then services may increase, which then would increase our safety net cost. As you know, if safety net is needed, I'll have to come to the legislature with a resolution asking for money out of somewhere if we, if we don't. So
right.
I hear your concern.
I know it's funny, but...
In terms of the whole program of social services, so...
But it's also, for me, there's a little bit of optics in it, too, that we're taking money out of safety net, moving to library, taking money out of safety net, moving it to arts. I prefer it be out of contingency. That's...
Well, the only reason why we're doing it crazy is because it was recommended by our consultants that they thought they were going to have more revenue in that line.
And our consultants have not always been 100% on.
I don't think anybody has been 100%.
I'm speaking for myself as one legislator. If it's ostensibly not a big difference, I would rather amend this to say contingency. And if someone else has a different line that they'd rather, but I really don't see it is such a small number, so it's, what is the big difference? I just let this $29.50 go by, but here we could just amend. I would prefer it.
Ken.
Thanks. I think that we're really, it's really one of those six one way, half a dozen the other instances, because if we take it out of safety net and overrun on safety net, we're going to go to contingency. If we take it out of contingency, the safety net money, if safety net is actually over budgeted, it gets folded back into fund balance next year. So I don't know if it's maybe a distinction without a difference, but I'll go with wherever the committee wants to go.
Hector?
And I'll second what the chairman just said.
Well, first of all, you can't second, sorry.
I'll second what he just said.
Oh, okay.
And I said that, but that's okay. Mr. Chairman, I know you're getting older, so your ears may not be picking up. That's why they try the microphone on. But regardless, Amendment 10 is basically the poo-poo platter of various things that the consultants came up with. So as a result, you can almost pick your poison as to which is where we're going to pull $5,000 from.
All right, so what's everybody keeping it? I guess the question, you want to keep it in contingency or want to go to safety net? Let's take a vote on contingency. Raise your hand. Safety net. All right, so out of safety net. So the amendment that we have here, $29.50, out of safety net. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, next. Vacancies. Legislator Rodriguez regarding vacancies. This was discussed. Oh, I'm sorry. Cornell Cooperative Extension. I spoke to Dave. He's not really sure what Cornell needs for next year. He had no problem deleting the $40,000. That's what he told me, because he has not been contacted by them in any way to see exactly what is actually needed. They had a problem with the 4-H club. I spoke to Ken. Ken, I spoke to you on Friday, correct?
And nobody contacted
him. Yeah, I've not heard from them. So. I would say, and then Dave made this too, that we do nothing at this point, and if we need something for next year, we do have monies that we might be able to fund them out of contingency.
Take it out of safety net.
What's that?
Everything's out of safety net now. Everything.
All right, so let's take an action on it. No action. Someone make a motion first.
I'll
If you don't take it, if
you
don't.
We
don't
need
to
move it.
If no one will move it.
We skip over libraries, Rich.
No,
no,
you didn't.
We did libraries.
5,000.
5,000.
You voted for it, Jim.
It's a library.
The library. Ooh, be nice.
That was Briggs.
Don't make me go back.
I can't throw my voice over that way.
Don't make me go back.
All right. Next, we have vacancy savings. This was discussed last week. I guess there was some kind of differences regarding lists that were here. The last list Amber came up with, everyone has a copy, correct, Amber?
There's a new list attached.
There's a new list that's attached.
Where is it?
Should be in the resolution itself.
Right here.
Page 2.
See
the back?
Public
Health Social Services, this one.
All right, so please, someone make a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
Second, okay.
Thank you.
Anybody comment?
Oh, I'm the sponsor.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, before I begin, I believe Deputy High Executive Grinnell, I think you had something you wanted to add.
Oh, sure, I have to.
You had to, didn't you? Turn it on.
Let me stand behind Patricia Doxy. She doesn't film me.
Over the shoulder.
I know that there's a lot of confusion with some of the lists that were going around. I know that. There's been this impression that there was a substantial amount of positions, several dozen, that were left vacant for an extended period of time. I know the work with the staff has shown that there's really only a handful of positions that are left open. I don't think it was anybody's intention to propose a resolution that resulted in layoffs. There are four or five positions that have been open for an extended period of time. Each of those has various reasons why that we can go into detail with specific ones, but again, I don't believe that with this amendment or the other one that was out there that had been withdrawn, that there was any intention to lay off staff.
Okay.
Hector, I don't know if you wanted to talk about it first.
I did. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, thank you, Deputy County Executive Cornell. You know, as I had mentioned in my comments, we paid as a county for our budget consultants to do work. And so I brought forward both amendments to at least have the discussion. And it was intended for discussion. Myself and Chairman Ronk brought forward essentially the same amendment. And this is sort of the space that we've sort of gotten to at this point, where it is, in fact, a handful of positions that we are talking about merely putting into contingency. So those funds are earmarked in a way. They're being held until such time as those positions then need to be funded. And I think Mr. Cornell is right. It does, I think, show that there are lots of positions here being filled in the county all the time, and that there may not be as much as what our budget consultants may have led us to believe. However, I will go and say that I think it's been eye-opening for a number of reasons, because we also now know there were certain points where we've had compression problems. We've had other issues that have sort of popped up that are personnel related. And so the exercise was, in fact, still very valuable, because now I think we actually have a better appreciation for what's actually happening from a personnel perspective in this county. So thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I have for right now.
All right, just one afterthought on that, our consultants actually did the vacancy list. They used the list that was given to them that we originally used to come up with the vacancies at that time.
Yeah.
So to be fair to them, they had the list that was given to everybody here. So
and that does make a question, by the way, as to what list we're pulling off of. And I think going forward, I think Amber is way more knowledgeable about how and what to do in these scenarios. So thankfully, I think that we will be keeping an eye on those positions. Number one, the ones that were actually pulled out of this resolution because they were in process of hiring or because they had been advertised, et cetera, et cetera. I think we will be paying attention as to when these hires are actually happening.
And we are going to get a report on a monthly basis, correct, regarding the vacancies themselves, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. Camden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to Legislator Rodriguez for bringing the amendment forward in the first place. He and I had conversations about it. And I think that this whole process has brought to light an area where we, as a legislature, you know, we're still, you know, less than 10 years inside the charter. You know, this vacancy list, and I plan many of my fellow colleagues to sponsor a resolution requiring a monthly vacancy list in the coming legislative session, starting in the beginning of the year. But we can't always count. You know, and again, not to speak about our current county executive, but when we talk about policies like this, it's the office of county executive. And it could be anybody in the future who might not want to voluntarily give a list. So I think it's incumbent upon this legislature to pass a policy for the future. But again, I think that we've, even with the higher fire list, which legislator Belfilio had put forward a couple of years ago, I think we might have found something that's missing from that list that's going to help us do our job, not only at budget time, but all year long. So I think it's been a good exercise. If we're going to move forward on this amendment, I would ask that we remove the last one, which is the CEO2 being reclassified to tree maintenance leader, because you know, I don't want the executive's office to have to wait, you know, what would it be, a month or longer, depending on when our legislative meeting falls, to hire that position, seeing as we have, you know, not only the ash borer crisis going on with trees, but also a limited time period with which to be able to cut trees, because we really can't do a lot of tree cutting after April 1st, thanks to the Indian event. So I think that it would be important to have some flexibility with DPW in hiring for the tree maintenance.
Grace?
Well, I was going to respond to the chair.
Oh, do you want me to respond to that?
Go on.
I suppose, Mr. Chairman, since you are offering that in the spirit of such goodwill that pervades this very room, I would probably consider that a friendly amendment.
Are you okay with it?
Okay, so I can second that. I think I could second that amendment, the friendly amendment, but I actually have a question. So the total, as it was listed, is $248,651.13. That's the total of the money moving from personnel lines prior to this amendment into contingency. Is that correct, Amber?
Mm-hmm.
So on page one, the change is showing as a negative to contingency of $248. Am I reading it wrong? Wouldn't it be a positive in the contingency line instead of a negative in the contingency line?
I think she makes me right on this one.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised
at my math.
It would be a positive contingency.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd
increase contingency and reduce the other.
But on this, yeah. Isn't that showing as a negative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
Go on, Bruce.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I know you kind of approved the concepts and what's in these. I'll work with Amber to finalize these, because one thing, especially if the defund is associated, we're not going to change the tax levy, but I need to move the tax levies from one fund to another, because we're moving funds between two different funds. I'll work with Amber after the committee votes on this. You know, for Wednesday, you'll see the true adopted numbers that need to be adopted with the project. And it would be a positive to continue.
Yes.
Any other discussion?
So
yeah, so
vote on the amendment.
What's that?
You want to vote on the amendment? You want to vote on the
amendment
that can't
be voted on? Well, let's have a vote discussion.
Okay. I called it friendly, so it can just be.
Yeah.
I called it friendly, so it's just, you don't have to actually vote on it.
Since this has been changed and the information's been updated, I was hoping that we could go over each individual position and, like, Deputy Cornell had said that he was going to address some of them, and so if we're going to do this, let's do it.
These are positions that, I guess, there's no question, they're true vacancies, and they're not in the near future.
So what's the total number of positions that we're talking about here?
There were four.
Four.
No, there's
four.
Five.
No,
there
were
five.
Five
and
four.
Okay. But we already...
Go on,
thank you.
So it's...
This is why when at our last meeting, Chris, when we actually had Amber go and sit down with Burb, was to basically go address several of these items with regards to where certain positions were already in the hiring process and which ones were at this point had been vacant from over the year. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's why, just so you know. So what we're actually looking at is a lot more refined as a result.
Yeah, well,
of that.
It started out, it was like 34, right? Originally, 34 positions, and now we're down to 4 or 5.
So. Right, that's right then. But yeah, so anyway, so.
Ken?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. In addition to, you know, thanking Legislator Rodriguez for starting the discussion and for all his work on this, I really want to say thank you to Amber, Amber Feaster, our fiscal analyst, and to Ken Grinnell and Bob Sudlow and Bert Golnick, who all worked very hard, really collaboratively. I was really happy to see the way it worked out to be able to, you know, help everybody come to a better understanding, get to a better position here, rather than just coming in being adversarial and shutting down. So I really want to thank everybody in the process. I think it worked out real well.
Carl?
So that's a $2.8 million change in since last week, right?
Yeah. From what we proposed last week.
$3,088,000 now. We restored $2.8 million back to the budget.
Now, it's not back in the budget. It was in the budget.
Remember,
well, I mean,
we're talking
we
about
take
we're talking consistent vacancies that existed multi-year. That's why.
No, I understand.
Right.
I just wanted to make it clear. Yeah.
Sure.
So you went from 852 down to 4.
That's why you should read the thing we get every month. From the personnel.
Carl, you won't be here to help me with these things.
Nah, we all get
it. Actually, Carl,
come through me,
the new vacancy list and the hired separation list are going to be a way that we as a legislature aren't going to be stunned when we get to this point in the year, you know, because Amber's going to be able to go over the two lists and keep track of everything month by month, which I think is going to really serve us well.
Yep.
Great. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? No one? The next budget consultant recommendations. Move for discussion. Second. Second.
I'll second.
Hector?
As I've said before, somebody had to bring it forward. I did actually remove what the consultants actually recommended on sales tax. I think sales tax is probably too volatile to tinker with, but I do believe at least the other suggested changes at least warrant a discussion. Whether or not Ways and Means feels comfortable with those amendments or not, that's sort of up to Ways and Means. I'm actually not in any way, shape, or form pushing this, but I am saying that if our budget consultants identified this, we should at least be discussing it.
Tracy?
I don't think in my time here that we've ever done anything like this. You've been here a lot longer.
Yes, we have.
We have taken the budget consultant, and certain ones, not the whole group.
I mean, certain recommendations we have.
A couple $100,000 tops
yeah.
when we made minor amendments like we just did
yeah,
on other ones. But
right,
we've
right.
never gone through and said, wholesale, okay, here. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, on the one, there's... not really a giant fan of these budget consultants, as everyone knows, but it does.
But you mask it well.
I do, but it does. It does make their recommendations a lot more present and forward because if they're wrong, we get to see it in a different way than we otherwise do. I'm not suggesting necessarily that we do it, but it certainly puts more value to what they're saying. I don't know what they're recommending. I don't know. I'm curious what everybody else thinks about actually acting on the budget consultant's recommendations.
Ken?
I would be in favor of acting on the recommendations, keeping in mind that we took some money out of safety net to put back into other things, so we're going to have to alter it by that.
Okay.
I believe Bert was just about to say that.
Yeah, which is accurate.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I have the consultant's recommendations in front of me, and their net total is $885,000.
Yeah.
And that legislator Rodriguez is taking the sales tax out of the equation, per se, correct? That's 620 of the 885. So that leaves you with $265,000. With the safety net changes within this budget, it's roughly $140,000 safety net. So you're left with, I don't know, $120,000. I mean, my thing to the committee, you'd have to go through every line to see what you wanted to move the contingency, but it, in the end of things, it's a net of $120,000. I have a concern that some of the recommendations wanted you to increase expenses.
Right.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Bert, you have a concern with what?
Some of those, they wanted to increase expenses. That's not what this amendment would be doing.
Well, the thing is, the net effect would be $120,000.
Roughly, because we've used $150,000 for safety.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where is that discrepancy? I mean,
I have the consultants on page 34, the consultant's book.
Tracy, behind this page right here, it's right there.
Yeah.
Behind the amendment.
There too. But that bottom number of $885,000. Legislator Rodriguez is saying not to include sales tax. That's $620,000.
Yeah.
Now you're left with $265,000.
Give or take.
No, right.
And if you don't mind again,
sure.
Remember, this is to bring forward with a budget consultant sort of.
And I agree. And I'm just saying you're left with roughly $120,000. In a $325 million budget.
So everybody understand that the net effect of revenue and revenue and expenses, the net effect, the consultants have $885,000 minus the $620,000 that we talked about not touching anything.
It's $265,000.
$265,000 minus about the $140,000 that we took out of safety net. So basically, we were talking about $120,000. Everybody understand that?
But that's different than what's in front of us. Is where I mean,
correct. That's why I'm bringing you up.
This says 885 right here. Yeah. This one says 970. I'm sorry.
Since the other amendments hadn't been voted on yet, no. you can't go and presuppose that all of those amendments are
correct.
Right
that. But what I'm saying is the consultants also said there's expenses that are low as part of their 885.
Yeah, but I believe that those are also included in the amendment.
But it's all going to contingency. I'm looking at this amendment, correct?
Yeah. It does.
The balance is going to contingency. I think that the bottom number might not be 100%.
So on this, there's two different contingency lines. I put one contingency for the revenues and one contingency for the... I didn't net them. I just did it that way first to simplify it in my own head.
Yeah, but my thing is if the consultants want to add expenses...
Yeah.
This amendment's not doing that. It's just putting in a contingency.
Each portion of the amendment is going to a line. Each portion of the amendment is going to a line. So when you're talking child care...
I hear you. I didn't net them.
Okay.
But in the end, it should end up with the same number. Right? I mean, it's like...
Yes, it does.
And then it's the same number, but it'd be different lines or contingency.
It's two contingency lines, correct.
Stop being annoying.
I'm trying to.
We've all been at this for a while, so.
All right, so the net effect is approximately $120,000. All right. Everybody understand that? Everybody agree to that? All right, so $120,000, we have to define exactly where, out of this whole list, where we're going to put the $120,000, what the savings are going to be. If you want to do that.
Although it might be
something. It's going to continue. They're still going to put different lines where it's going to
be minorly different because of safety net.
Safety net's already being used for other.
Not all of it.
Not all of it. 160 something. I'm sorry.
Safety
net is 140,
but
140. But you're taking the sales tax out of 620 out of that number.
Right. No, I'm aware of that, but I'm saying the 140 is going to have to be amended to reflect the.
The 140 is already amended into these other amendments that we did already. The
no,
one previous ones.
No, it isn't. The 140 is what the.
I'm sorry. It was 265 all. What was it? 265 altogether. We spent 140 on amendments. We have a balance of 120,000 left.
Okay, whatever it is, that's going to have to be adjusted. I don't know
what
we found in amendments. Mr. Chairman, on this amendment too, you also have a reduction in Social Security based on vacancies. Mike, it's $160,000. It's not specific as to what department. I don't know how you would pass the budget just reducing Social Security $160,000.
All right, well, what's our feeling regarding this? I mean, we're talking $120,000, either to keep it in lines or putting in contingency. Okay?
We have a meeting on Wednesday.
No, we're going to do it today. We're not going to be good. For $120,000, I mean, if it was something much more substantial, I would say we do that. Well, let's have the discussion. Let's have a final decision today.
Where should we put it?
Up to you. I understand going to contingency, but what line do you take in your biggest reduction? Again, I mentioned $160,000 in Social Security. What departments? Is the revenue attributable to those Social Security numbers? I don't know.
Hector, we currently all the resolutions of it. I mean, we were talking $120,000, but I mean, it's going to be probably more effort than actually doing it.
Here's the thing, and I'm not going to say that I'm not amenable to just pulling it. However, just realize that we paid for this budget consultant year after year after year, and you know there isn't a huge. And look, we're obligated to do it, but if we're not even discussing what they brought forward, then why are we going through that exercise?
Well, we are because we use the safety net money that they said that we're going to have some extra to use to offset some other amendments. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think to Legislator Rodriguez's point, you know, and this is something that I've struggled with since I've been on the legislature, since we've had the county executive form of government. But I think that the reason that we every single year have a budget consultant come in is to make sure that the Office of County Executive isn't pulling any fast ones, isn't hiding any money, isn't doing anything nefarious, isn't proposing a budget that's not balanced, isn't proposing, you know, revenues that aren't going to show up. And I think that that's, you know, again, it's, we're not always going to find something like that, but the one year you don't have a budget consultant is the year when an executive of any kind may try to pull something like that. So, again, I think that, you know, it's not worth having a budget consultant if we don't act on all their recommendations.
This wouldn't be acting on not all the recommendations. In this case, we're then not acting on all of their recommendations.
That's not true. We took some safety net earlier.
You want to count the pit? You want to count the pit? The safety net?
Carlin?
I have a question for Burke, if I can. Is Social Security, is that FICA?
Yes, 7.65%.
All right, so maybe that's the budget consultant is thinking about all the vacant positions.
Well, they are.
You know, for now, that's money that we don't have.
But my thing is, it's budgeted amongst all departments. But in terms of a solution, shall we say, $120,000, take it out of safety net. They recommending $470,000. It's one line.
Are you okay with that, Legislator Rodriguez?
I'm fine with that, Mr. Chairman.
Everybody fine with that?
They're recommending 400. Where are you seeing the 470,000? I'm looking at 140.
If on page 34.
Yeah.
If you go
further down.
Yep.
Yep.
The second one.
Yep.
With that 470, they're reducing the revenue.
Okay. very concerned about what's going to happen to safety net in this financial climate. We have no idea what this tax break is going to do. We have no idea.
Proposed
tax break for the 1%, and we have no idea what's going to happen. Like, when we're going to hit bottom, and once we hit bottom, we're going to rebound. So, I know, but it makes me uncomfortable taking things out of safety net.
Tracy, you're just putting in the contingency, so I mean, you can just flip it back if you had to. There again, I mean, no one knows what safety net's going to be. I mean, if they do, I don't think they'd be sitting in this room today. I think they'd be sitting maybe down on Wall Street or someplace. But the point is that, you know, even with the tax consequences are probably not going to take effect in the following year anyway, so I don't think 18 is going to be the year that it's going to be implemented. But there again, no one knows. I mean, we can sit here all day long and, you know, say this or say that, but I don't know. We have to make a decision here one way or the other. Ken?
One thing just to remember about contingency is that it's when we take something out of a line and put it into contingency, it takes it from a line where the executive's departments have control over the money and brings it to where the legislature has control over the money. So if we need to move it out, we can always move it out, but if we don't need to, we know where it is.
Hits at my core to take it from safety net versus the contingency. There's just, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, we're not taking on contingency, we're taking it, putting it into contingency. Now, in this particular case.
Taking it from safety.
Yeah, the line's made.
I'll go with the
one. All right, so I'll someone make a motion.
I'll make a motion we amend this to take $120,000 out of safety net and put it in contingency.
All right, you got that, Amber?
And to remove everything else.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Next. Chairman Rock, you're gonna not follow through with yours, correct?
This one, I am.
ARC, Ulster Green, not that one, the other one, the consult, the
vacancy. No, I would do that already. Right. That was the vacancy one, you know, after we've had the long discussion we've had, we passed one earlier, I've withdrawn that one.
All right, next would be Amendment 11, ARC, Ulster County Green, contact the Board of Elections.
Move
assistance, move, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is, and just to confirm, it's staying in legislative.
Yeah, it's staying in our budget.
Yeah, that's
what I'm looking for.
Yep. I withdrew the other one. It seemed like the committee would prefer this one, so.
Yeah.
And the last one, all in favor, say yes, right? We voted on that? Amendment 12, which was district attorney, that's the grade 10 legal secretary, the grade 12 administrative assistants.
I'll move it.
I don't think we have to do anything at this point, correct, Bert? Correct me if I'm wrong, but they have to prove to us that desk audit done and that there's someone qualified for that?
I mean, they can, after the budget, ask for a desk audit.
Yep.
There is that option. You go ahead and do it now. The person, is, you know, according to the district attorney's office, is doing the duties of a administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm. But even a desk
there's no desk audit that has been done yet, correct?
So desk audit has to be done first, correct?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know what duties they're doing?
I'm basing it on what the district attorney told, that they're doing the duties of the administrative assistant.
And you also then would have to look at the list.
Not necessarily. I checked with personnel. This person can move to administrative assistant.
Oh.
They have one listed in their department, the administrative assistant.
They have one filled already?
No. No, it's not. I don't think the district attorney. Is it district attorney's office? I don't think so. But civil service wise, this person can move the administrative assistant.
So they can do that.
I mean,
they should do it.
There's a committee. Right.
Yeah, they should do it.
They could do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so.
My one concern is the funds aren't there for that office if they do a desk audit.
They're also, I think, moving to top the pay grade, at least from the numbers.
Which,
their longevity goes with them. It's not a
entry-level
position.
I mean, it was a 6,600 $100,000.
Correct.
If I remember correctly. So, you know, civil service, they would go to hiring rate or, you know, they carry the longevity, just at $6,600.
Tracy, right? You said there was a position there?
When I'm looking at their budget, their personnel lines, I see an administrative assistant slash S, an administrative assistant, and an administrative assistant slash T. Those three positions all exist
and, they're all filled?
And are funded.
They're all filled?
Yeah. At 51978 47557 47557.
I mean, yes, my suggestion is the DA came in with, you know, half his lunch pail filled. He had no idea what he was talking about.
Exactly.
And moving everything up to top of grade as opposed to, you know, percent and a half for the promotion, percent and a half per pay grade and or hiring rate, whichever is higher. I think there's things to be looked at here, and I think if the district attorney does feel this way, if this person has worked there, I think, what do you say, 30 years, let him do a little due diligence and come back with a whole lunch pail. Instead of like throwing it together and then with the, oh, Jesus, golly, I didn't know because I don't know these things. I'm just a district attorney. And I love Holly to death, but I mean, you know, we some folks just mentioned that the comptroller and the presentation he gave was well, I'll say, half-hearted. The DA's had no heart, if you know what I mean. It was terrible. Let him do his due diligence and then come convince somebody that that person should get it, and then let's look at what that pay would be based on the two pay grade raise and kind of go from there. And let's also be mindful that we don't start setting precedent if the three legal administrative assistants are filled. We don't start setting precedent where now every office is going to want a, you know, administrative assistant and raises and so on and so forth. So I think that the DA needs to do a little work and come back to the body.
Right, what's everybody's pleasure? Lou, what's everybody's pleasure? Yeah. Want to hold it?
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I would vote no. Yeah. We have to vote on it.
Hold
no.
It.
So we either go
now.
Yeah,
but Chris moved it. Chris moved it. Does that have a second?
Didn't have a second.
There was no second? How do we discuss it? There was a second, was there?
No, there wasn't.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah, hold on. Well, before you go,
I'll second.
I just started a discussion. Okay. Go on.
So, this grade 12 administrative assistant is a civil service title.
Correct.
Right?
It is.
Okay. So why do we need a budget amendment if the person did take a grade 12 test, and although the grade 12 may not be
doesn't exist in that office.
No, right.
I mean, it exists in the office, but this position is not an administrative assistant right now.
Okay.
Is she doing that duties in that title?
Okay. But why do we need a budget amendment for a personnel issue like that?
He's bringing it to you. He needs the funds.
What? He needs $6,000.
He needs the funds.
Trying to get her a raise, Carl.
Yeah.
Top of the
All right. So we had a discussion. All in. Tracy.
Question. I mean, just procedurally, if this doesn't get funded and a desk audit is done and this person is doing work that he'll either have to find it or the work back to the work that she's had.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise we'd be at the mercy of every, as TJ said, of every single department just saying, okay, start doing this extra work and then we'll take a desk audit, and next thing you know we've got 700 positions appealing for increase based on work that they're doing. I mean, I think at some level you have to live within what's defined both by the budget and the definitions of your job.
It's a whole process.
TJ?
And at a ton of work. Mm-hmm. You have to be mindful they don't go back on you and ask for a ton of work. Okay.
Not to deal with it at that time.
Hell, it was a charge.
The employee can request the desk audit herself.
I understand. Yeah, once the board will make a decision.
What did you say?
The employee can request a desk audit.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
And if it, you know, it's substantial. I mean, if it's valid, but she's doing the title, either he has to change the job description, or we have to pay.
We're legally obligated.
Right. All right. So it's a pleasure here. All in favor, say aye. All everybody against. There again, there's going to be a resolution that we're going to have regarding giving to Bert as the Director of Finance the authority to do the minor changes to make 17 amendments to do whatever he has to do. Correct, Bert? It'll be an amendment.
It's, you'll see that as you go through the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
The resolution, of course.
Yes, then the way to make yes. Or is it here? Well, I guess the other way is
part of your agenda. Part of one of the resolutions.
So yeah.
On the back side.
On the back side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's right or Wednesday? Is that for tonight or Wednesday?
It's for tonight.
Well, it's on your agenda tonight. I guess you could postpone all of them.
All right, someone make a motion, please.
So moved.
Second, on that resolution as before, so that we've already given County Budget Director of the authority.
That's not the next amendment before us. The next amendment is 445.
Well, it's not meant to be resolution.
452 is the...
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but we're not there yet. Yeah, but we got an agenda.
So we're saying to take it out of
order. I understand we're going to do 452, but that's part of the budget process. The other ones start and various other things.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor of Resolution 452?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, Resolution 445, designating the Ulster County Department of Environmental as the County Water Quality Management Agency pursuant to New York State Local Law Article 5, 2220A. Move?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Tracy?
I really think this should go to the Environment Committee. I'm not sure. I mean, I get the resolution says whereas it's been submitted in conjunction with the executive budget, but I can see no reason why it shouldn't go to the Environment Committee, which is where it seems it would normally be housed. It has to do with the Department of the Environment, so that should be discussed in that committee, which meets next week.
Well, there again, we're going to be voting on it on Wednesday, though, right? Correct?
Well, I'm suggesting we do not vote on it. I'm going to say we vote on it at our December meeting after it's put through Environment.
Why didn't go to Environment?
The budget's due December
2nd. I can explain that because it was put in by the County Executive's Office for the budget meeting because there are elements of it that are in the budget. We're adopting a new, water quality, program in the budget. So
Amber's just told me, too, that it's due December 6th.
So they would have to hold a special meeting to...
Why? What's due December 6th? By what requirement?
The budget is due legally to be...
Right, the budget, but we don't have to do this until after the budget. The budget doesn't take effect until January 1st.
But the reason, the question was why it didn't go through Environment, and the reason is because there was no Environmental Committee meeting before the budget, and this one was put in for the budget meeting. And what you're saying is that you'd like to hold it off until... our regular meeting, so it can go through Environment. Is that?
That is exactly right. What
I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page.
But I'm just not clear what it would harm because we're going to move the budget as a whole, December 6th, the budget's going to be on time, and then Environment meets and discusses this, and it's still going to pass in December, I assume. I think we have to be mindful of our own processes. I mean, I do.
I have no objection to that, unless anybody else has an objection to that.
And if someone could tell me something that is going to harm by waiting, then I'll listen.
Yeah. Burr, you see any reason that we can't hold this over?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this isn't a controversial item at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Is or isn't? Would you say? It's not. All right, so
Mr. Chairman, it's just part of the budget process. I mean,
So Tracy, just make a motion to refer to Environmental, please.
Make a motion to refer to the Environment Committee and to have it on the agenda for the next Environment Committee and on the agenda for the next session, which is December.
That's a big motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 446, this is the agreement between the County of Ulster County staff. Represented by NYSA for the years 2017 and 18.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion?
Every time one of these things comes up, we just keep giving them more money.
You want more money, right?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I don't work for the county anymore.
Well, you do until December 31st.
I bet you wherever you do work, you want a raise every year, right?
I don't necessarily get one.
But you want one, right?
So what does that have to do with
the price? Honestly, Legislator Belfiglio, just a point of correction.
Making a lighthearted comment.
Just a point of correction, though. I believe that many of our unions either went without a raise or took small increases during the times when we were in much of a much worse financial condition. So I just want to point that out, that the employees, felt the pain just like the rest of us.
2% each year, and there again, compared to other contracts, not only Ulster County, but other state agencies, it's, fair for both sides. I mean, there's other ones that are 3.5-4% that I'm aware of, some are 1.5%, so. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 447, approving the advancement of the capital project for Ulster County Community College, Ulster County Community College. Moved. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 448, ratification of tax rolls. Moved.
Second.
Comments? Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
449, levy of unpaid sewer rents. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
450, levy for unpaid water rents. Moved.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 451, approving completed tax roll direct execution of delivery of warrants. Moved. Someone move it, please. Second. Any discussion? Roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 453, adopting the Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2018, and make appropriate for the conduct of the county government. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Pending amendments.
Pending amendments, pending correct, amendments. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
454, adopting Ulster County Capital Project Program for 2018-23. Moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
There again, I want to thank Amber for her first year of going through the battle. It was a little tough there for a while. Did a great job. I'm sure she gets more user-friendly with everything and see how the system works. She'll be much more of an asset. Maybe in future years we won't need consultants. Maybe she'll have her own staff to do the evaluations of the budget.
I think I'll roll the dice on her right now.
Well, just give her a few more people, I'm sure she'll be able to do it. So.
If you want, I'll make that amendment.
Budget's done. But I want to thank you all for coming. Thank you. Thank you for your help, your input, and we'll get our next meeting at 6 o'clock. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
5:10.